As a former refugee and someone who has heard kind of in private spaces, go back home, you know, you don't belong here. If you don't like it, then you're welcome to leave. And of course, ungrateful refugee and all of that stuff. I mean, to hear it in public, to hear the president take that long pause and just relish having the crowd say it is frightening to me. And it feels very foreboding.
And you experienced, did you? You say that kind of abuse when you arrived in the United States as a refugee?
Of course. I arrived in 1989. I arrived in a small town in Oklahoma. We went where we were told to go by the immigration authority. And, you know, there was a level of welcome because we were a Christian family who had escaped, you know, the Islamic Republic. And, you know, this was a Christian town. And so they felt a sense of duty to take us in. You know, back then there was much more of a sense of duty among the American people when it comes to immigrants and refugees. But on a personal level, these were people who hadn't really seen much of the rest of the world, and there was no internet. And to them, I was just, you know, some Middle Eastern kid, and we were Middle Easterners, and they knew only of Iraq. You know, they didn't really even know what was going on in our country. They just knew that the Iraq war was happening right then. And here we were from a country kind of nearby. And so there was a lot of abuse. There was a lot of racism. I can't say some of the things that I was called on the radio.
Are you an ungrateful or a grateful refugee, or you don't think that you ought to be put in that sort of position?
It's more complicated than that. I think gratitude is a private and necessary emotion, and it's an inevitable one. I don't think you can walk up to any refugee or immigrant and, you know, have them honestly tell you that they're not grateful. We are all constantly grateful, but this is a sentiment that's in our hearts. It's between us and our most immediate communities, and it's what causes immigrants to work so hard and do so much to try to make their community better and to try to be a vital and useful part of it. But to demand that anyone, whether they be the displaced or the native born, to posture gratitude for the benefit of another person is absurd.
So you feel perfectly entitled to criticize the nation that has given you refuge?
Of course. I mean, that's my duty. I'm an American educated woman. Having come into the U.S., I worked hard. I plugged into a particular part of America, which was the educated scholarly part, the part that was, you know, the universities, et cetera. And what I learned there is that it is part of my job to use everything that I have, all of my talents, all of my resources, my brain and my heart, to make the country better. And that means criticizing it sometimes. And I think that for Trump to say to four elected congresswomen, people who are some of the best in the country who've done things, that they don't actually have the right to participate in the political conversation is insulting and wrong. And it's actually kind of stupid.
And there's a chance of send them back that were heard at a Trump rally. That must unnerve you. That must take you all the way back to Oklahoma in 1989.
Yes, and I think actually it takes me back to a different time because, remember, go back to where you came from was often a one-on-one private thing between a very hostile people who didn't like us, and they would kind of throw it out in whispers in private. There was never a rally of people in 1989 saying, you know, demanding that we be sent home. In fact, I think what was frightening is that back then, Americans felt a public duty to the world. So in fact, the one memory I have of a public discussion about my place in America was my citizenship ceremony, in which hundreds of people cheered and welcomed us. And that was so heartwarming. And even though there were people in that crowd who may not have wanted us there, they couldn't say so in chants in public. And that was really very important because America had an identity and that it was proud of and that I was proud to be a part of. Now to hear that reminds me much more of the chants I heard in the Islamic Republic, the death to America, death to Israel, that frightened me so much. And that was obviously directed back at us because we were rebels there. We were Christian converts. We were people who were soon to be fugitives. So to hear this now, I think takes me back to a much scarier place than Oklahoma in 1989.